Shem Mevarchim. When the Kohanim are being Mevarich, Klal Yisrael, Ein Lama Shum Pasuk, El Yishtiku V'Yichavnu V'Bracha. Rather, they should be, Klal Yisrael should be silent, the Mekabalei Bracha should be silent, and be Mechavin to be Mekabal, the Bracha. The Ramah ends, Mikomakom Asher Shekohanim, Marichim Harbe Benigunim, Nogu Gankein Lomar Psukim. But now there is a custom to say psukim. When we were in America, a lot of times these psukim were printed in the siddur nowadays. I've noticed here in Eretz Yisrael, the custom is not to say them. They're not even printed in the psukim. What he's referring to over here, when the Ramah says, motion is bar the il simin un zayin le'inyim barchu, that we see when the chazan is ma'arich in barchu, so then in such a case, you're allowed to say psukim, ach yoser tov shalol amran, and as we mentioned, that's the minig, and the Gra was, of course, a very big koveya on Minhagim here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Maaser Rav quotes that the Gra held that one does not say those psukim. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah adds clearly, if one does say the psukim, not to say them aloud. Sifcha Zayin. This is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Isser of Baal Tosef, Rashi quotes it on the Pasuk of Baal Tosef, is to add to the Berchas Kohanim, Vim Hosef over Al Baal Tosef. And if he adds, then he's over on Baal Tosef. He also, if he takes away, adds Mishra, he's over on Baal Tigra. Sif Chav Ches. That if he goes to another shul, he can duchen again. So the reason why the Mechaber adds this is because of the context. That I might have thought that Baal Tosef should apply also to say more than once a day Birchas Kohanim, and clearly that is not that way. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaton Yud Aleph already spoke about this subject. The Mishnah Berurah points us back to there. Let's take a look. The Mishnah Berurah over there says that if he goes up a second time, he makes a new bracha, Asher Kitshon Mikdushaso Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu, etc. The Mishnah Berurah says, excuse me, Dal Kol Panim Osa Mitzvah, because he is doing a mitzvah. So it would seem that every time, according to Mishnah Berurah, this is the Pashtus, that every time a Kohen goes up to give a bracha, so he is doing a mitzvah, which would therefore bring us to the following conclusion. Just like Rav Nevin Zal Shlita taught us last night, that if you're outside in another room, then you should go in to hear Birchas Kohanim, because it's an inyan to be mekabel the bracha. The exception that we saw is the Piskei Tshuva said that if you're learning B'iyun, it'll break your concentration, you shouldn't. But otherwise, you should even go, so there shouldn't be a Mechitza Shel Barzal, Mafsekes Beinayim. So the same would apply to a Kohen as well. The only question is that in cases of where he has to weigh other mitzvahs, so then that would be an interesting question. But it could be Mitzvah Bol Yodcha Al Tach Mitzem, that the Kohen should go up, even if it's a second time. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Kuf Vav talks about the complicated shaila of what to do when we started the halachos, the siman we made references. What about a kohen who's in the middle of Shemona Esra? So here's the spot, and we'll go through the whole Mishnah Berurah inside. In Sifkaton Kuf Vav, on the Mechaber said that he could be Nosei Kapov Pamacheres. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and discusses the following. After he says that if he does Berchas Kohanim the second time, he makes the bracha, Asher Kitshon Sosa, etc. So then he discusses the following. Kohen HaMispalo Shemona Esrei, Mein Shem Kohen Acher B'Beis HaKnesses. He says, if there's no other Kohen, Tzarech LaHafsik, he can't leave now, because this is not Halacha Maaseh yet. Tzarech LaHafsik, V'Lal L'Saduch, K'tei Shol Tispat L'Nesias Kapayim. So the basic shita would say that he should even be mafsik from his tefillah. And if there is another coin, then he doesn't. If he's personally called up, then he has to go. But otherwise, he would not have to go. So at this stage in Mishnah Berurah, if he's the only coin, he would have to be mafsik. If he's not the only coin, then he would not. However, the halacha is more complicated than this. So first of all, we've learned in the past that he needs to be oker raglov by ritzei, that he's supposed to begin to going up to the duchen. So therefore, the same would apply to this person. Ad kedei kach, if he wasn't oker raglov by ritzei, he can't go up. So therefore, that's why someone might forget this whole thing in Shemona Esrei. Why should I be oker raglov? So halacha is that you need to be oker raglov. And we spoke about someone who wasn't oker raglov to go up to the duchen, as he can't go up to the duchen last minute. That has halachos. So tzarech la'oker raglov b'toch ha'tfilah k'shomer shliach tzibur ritzei. Av lo oker raglov k'shomer shliach tzibur ritzei. Ein rishoi la'alos. Omnam ha'el yirab b'mefak b'pikir et v'zeh shlehefzit b'tfilah. The El Yerab is against this, that what's the logic to be Oker Tefillah, to stop Mil Tefillah? Because Tefillah is the Rabbanan, and Berchas Kohanim is the Raisa. Because El Yerab adds that maybe the Chacham were Mani Devrayim, not to be Mafsik, even Mokum Asay. And therefore the conclusion, Allah Lamaisa, that the Mishnah Berurah likes, is the conclusion of the Yavitz in his Siddur, and that is that you should not be Mafsik unless you're up to the place of Birchas Kohanim. Then you could be Oker your Raglov, and then it's not called a Hefsik because Birchas Kohanim is part of Sim Shalom. So you would continue, you'd be Oker Raglov a little, continue Ritzei, continue Modim, and then it's not considered a Hefsik after Hatov Shimcha L'chon Elohodos. Then in such a case, because that's a Chelik in Sim Shalom, and in past we have that collector's item when the Dershu quoted Rav Soloveitchik, where we saw that Birchas Kohanim is a Chelik of Tefillah itself, and clearly a chelik of Sim Shalom, as we've discussed in previous instances. So this is Allah l'maisa. And again, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, that's only if he's sure that he won't be Matarif Daito, then in such a case, that's Allah l'maisa. So basically, bottom line is, according to Mishnah Berurah, does not go up if he's in a different part of Shemona Esrei. The ideal thing would be to keep pace with them, not to say the Yiratzon, of course, that he says beforehand, even if he's in Pesukei de Zimra. He doesn't say that he ruts in before him, but he would go up if he'd be on pace with the tzibur. In regards to a Kohen who's already done Birchas Kohanim, so we learned that there is a mitzvah for him to go up and do Birchas Kohanim as well. So the Dirshu adds something very gishmak from the Chules Maramins. They add that the Maramins was the makar of this halacha, that even though you already did it once, the kohen would have no problem of doing it again. And he suggests the following reason. He says, just like a woman can make a bracha, mitzvah saseh shezman grama, even though that mechuyav was the davar, so to the kohen. Interestingly, they point out that the minchas chinuch, mitzvah shin ayin ches, says it's like tefillin. That when it comes to tefillin, if you take off your tefillin and put on again, like many of us, Talmidim or Rav Nevin Zal Shlita that put on tefillin a few times during the day. Every time we put on a tefillin, we make a bracha, if there was a significant hefsek between the two periods of time. So we make a few, well, there'll be a few times, there'll be many who'll make a few times a day the bracha on tefillin. So the Minchas Chinuch says that just like you would put, if you have Mesiach Das, you make a new bracha on tefillin, so too the Kohen is Mesiach Das from the previous bracha. It was a totally different shul, a totally different thing. He makes a new bracha. I was thinking a nafgamina between these two esberim. It's k'yadua, Svardim are very, very wary of making a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shezman gram, or for that matter, electing to be mechayev yourself in a new bracha. So according to Minchas Chinuch's explanation, it's not that I'm electing. I have a mitzvah every moment where there's a tzibur that wants me to give them a bracha. I have a mitzvah to give them the Birchas Kohanim. Just like, yes, Rabbi Osai, there's a mitzvah every second of the day to wear tefillin. So you make a bracha when you're an onus, you're not able, but every second of the day is a mitzvah to wear tefillin. It's correct. It's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. So you make a new bracha. So too over here, every time there's a tzibur of Yisraelim that want a bracha, I have a mitzvah to give them a bracha if I would be a kohen. I'm not. But a kohen has that mitzvah. So therefore, the kohen would make a bracha every single time. Nafkamina would be Lo'aniyaz Daiti Yishladim for Svardim and the Shitas HaRambam and the Mechaber, etc., etc., about brachos, about Safik brachos. Maybe this will be a Nafkamina of whether how a Svardic person should approach this particular Shiva. We'll stop over here.